Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on the Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Oh man, the air is a little bit better today, is the plan. That's what they say, than yesterday and the day before, for sure. Laura, how affected were you, fams?
Oh my God, my sinuses were on fire. My chest was tight. It was bad.
Laura, so when you decided to be out in the air on Tuesday night, did you not know that they had like the warning outside?
No.
You didn't even know about it?
No. That's why I was like, why do I feel like I felt when I got home? That's when I felt it. So I had no reason. And then afterwards, I was like, why do I feel like nauseous? And I heard that it's all connected. I emailed my doctor. She's like, it's all connected. You gotta...
What, your sinuses and your lungs?
No, he was just saying, like, because I felt nauseous. Because I was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he was like,
it's
all connected. Headaches, nausea. He's like, I'm getting a lot of that from my patients. I was like, gotcha.
All day. Especially with smoke inhalation.
Bro, I have, like, one of those blue air filters in my living room. Mm-hmm. I turned that bad boy up.
Did you give yourself a congratulations? You played yourself? Because I'm going to do that today.
Sure, go ahead.
I got that coming for you. I just wanted to know.
It's fine.
I just wanted to know.
I probably should have been paying more attention, but...
I kind of feel... I don't know. I kind of feel like it was in the weather app.
Was it?
On Tuesday.
I definitely missed it.
Huh? Did we talk about it on air on Tuesday? Or did we finally... We didn't talk about it on air till Wednesday. Wednesday, we didn't talk about it on air. Damn, Laura.
I think For the most part, I didn't think it was that bad until it was really bad.
Well, I think you know, like, if you're not on the train, walking to and from, and just, like, up in it. Like, if you're just in your car, and you walk from your car to in your building, not too crazy. Unless you really got some pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, out there soaking it up, and you know Laura was probably out at a dinner. Had to be a dinner.
No, I was, yeah, you know what? I was running around.
Had to be a dinner.
Of course.
You think it was, what did you think she was having? Some Korean barbecue or something?
Yeah, something.
She was in Koreatown.
Something sexy.
She
was in Koreatown cooking her own little shrimp on some little Barbie.
Some tapas, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is she a tapas person?
Yeah, I mean, if it's fancy, like some shrimp or some type of, you know,
what?
Korean
tapas. But I don't know. I just see Laura. She loves, you know, some sort of Asian cuisine.
I do.
True.
That I do.
Some dumplings?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Shawnee.
Gyozas?
Absolutely.
You love those.
You speak my language.
You see? That's what was going on. True. And she's like, yo, I don't feel so good. Like, meanwhile,
but
there's plumes of smoke floating down the street, and she's like, nothing going on outside. Let me just go ahead and keep inhaling these fumes. Well, we're glad you're feeling better, fam.
Thank you.
Yo, Jimmy's on the line. Rima's on the line. It's time for the game that lives up to its name.
True.
Laura never loses. What are you giving away?
Yes, we have tickets to Top Rank Boxing as it returns to the theater at Madison Square Garden. Now, this is on Saturday, June 10th, with Josh Taylor versus Teofimo Lopez.
All righty.
It's a good night
Rima,
of boxing.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. I'm great.
Morning.
How are you? Yo, you know what's crazy?
I'm good.
1 second, Reem. I got to do some behind-the-scenes housekeeping. You see the buttons right here? It's been saying this for weeks. Access denied on this boom, bong, bing. But then when you get to this one, it goes. So those first three, not rocking. You see it?
Press them, they won't even activate.
You see that little red blinking hotkey error? Anyway, our equipment, which is Roach. It has been for a long time. It's still being Roach. Jimmy.
Don't know, man.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm cooling, man.
Thanks for joining the program today. Where you headed, man?
actually, I'm just going to breakfast.
Got it. Well, go. What you having? Bacon, egg, and cheese?
On the bagel. Everything bagel.
Go for it, B. Go in, son. Rima, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
I love all of you guys, but I got to go with Laura today. Come on.
Okay, Rima. Okay.
All righty, dighty. 6 seconds on the clock. Shiny with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Lucy. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. What is the sex of Naomi?
Laura. Naomi Osaka's, they announced her and Cordero are having a little girl.
What
is the first man to climb Mount Everest?
Oh, I don't know.
The first man to climb out Mount Everest.
That's right.
Was
a
Himalayan monk.
Incorrect. He might have been, but that's not his name.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Sir Edmund Hillary.
Oh.
Who just announced the release of her fifth
album. Nicki Minaj?
Correct.
Okay.
What is 60 multiplied by 5.5?
Ebro? By 0.5 or?
0.5.
Oh, 60 multiplied is 30.
Incorrect.
Oh. What was the question?
Can I repeat 60 that?
60 or 16?
He's right?
Okay.
What is wrong here?
What does it say there?
It says 120 on the paper.
No.
Oh.
It can't be 120. It's 0.5. Cut it in half.
We got to ask one more question to get this even.
Why?
No, give it to Ebro. He got it right.
No, you got it, but...
And Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Yeah, she got two. I got one.
Why? All right, Rima!
Yeah. Oh, you felt Woo! Like it should... Thank Wait, one you. Second, Rima.
Shawnee, to be fair.
Shawnee feels like time should be added to the clock. Is what you
yes. Agree. One more question.
Oh, wait, they agree. Oh, Laura, they trying to rhyme you today, Kim.
Rima, look at what they're trying to do to
now
us.
Now he's trying to make
got
it fit.
We're
going to see. We're going to see. All right, listen.
So wait. So that was like a...
It was a lot going on there. They just took up the time. Yeah.
So how much time goes on the clock?
I think just one question.
Okay.
One full question.
All right.
And either she wins it or you tie it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'll just go with the next question.
All right.
Okay.
And go normal. Which stadium...
Laura.
Oh, man.
Laura Stiles.
Damn it.
I'm just going to go with the Hip Hop 50 announcement. Yankee Stadium.
There you go.
That is correct.
Laura wins!
Wow.
I mean, wrong one.
Oh, my God.
Look, what's meant to be is meant to be.
Meant to be, man.
Rima.
The universe don't lie.
We try to be fair.
Yeah, Rima, you still win. You still win.
You
got it twice. Yeah, I
know, man. Thank you, guys.
I was trying to leverage the judge's sympathy today. Rima, hang on, Jimmy.
Real quick.
Wait, hang on. Yes, I got to say bye to Jimmy. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your everything bagel with the bacon, egg, and cheese, bro.
Yo, I think she was drinking too much coffee today, bro.
Man,
Laura
something.
Too much coffee. She got on a dean today.
Yeah, she took yesterday off and slept in. She feeling good.
I got a little energy.
Now, Rima, it's on you. What you want to do?
I just want to shout out my fam real quick. Alex, Liv, Eli, we love you guys. We love watching Rosenberg. My husband and one-year-old son, for some reason, loves the way Rosenberg looks on the Michael Kay Show.
Oh, thank you.
Listen to all you guys in the morning. Thank you so much for everything.
Wait, do you think your kid thinks Rosenberg looks like an animated character or like a real human being?
Honestly, I have no clue why he likes him, but he just can't take his eyes off.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, no, Rosenberg's awesome. Rosenberg's awesome. He really helped us out when we were at the Michael Kay anniversary show at the Palladium.
Oh, that's so
and he helped
beautiful.
Us get all the signatures for our T-shirts. So,
do you remember doing that, Rosenberg? You remember helping
us? Absolutely. It was a moment in time.
He's a liar. Rima, we love you.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Hang on 1 second. We got to get your info, get you these boxing tickets on the way. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know what prosecutors are demanding, how many years are demanding as a sentence for Tory Lanez. This caused a lot of conversations. We'll discuss it coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
7 minutes, commercial free.
That's not what you want, Miami Heat. Y'all gonna be getting congratulations. You played yourself.
Your favorite.
That's not what you want. What, a little NBA?
Yeah, basketball congrats.
I like a basketball congrats. You don't want to lose that game. That's not a game you want to lose. You don't go home.
They were losing that game.
I mean, I kind of did, but that's not what you want. It's not what you should be doing.
They just got to try to get the next one. They got to keep trying to hang with these guys, man. That's all you could try to do.
And they were in the game most of the game. I watched a lot of it. And then just in the third, it just started getting away from them. Getting away from them. And then...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Exactly. Listen, the weather's still good, but the air is terrible, which makes it all not good. Matter of fact, I was just looking at the map of the AQI, the Air Quality Index, that they provide you on your trusty weather app in your iPhone. Right now, it's like 183 where I'm at here in New York City. And bad is like, I mean, 183 is bad, but 300, 400 is terrible. Like, don't go outside, which is parts of South Jersey right now. Asbury Park is in near 300 or near 200. Toms River. But then our people out in Reading, PA, in Allentown, who lock into us, it's real bad over there, they saying. Look, the black and blue areas, that's like, don't go outside.
Damn, where is that?
That's down south of it. That's Philly.
Damn.
You know, I got, that's your daughter's down there.
Yeah.
That's, look, the air quality index is in the black.
Yeah, let me hear that.
You breathe an exhaust pipe right there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you need a BI, you better whip out those masks.
Well, they say you got to have the N95 with the filter. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not really helping yourself.
Yeah, I seen people with the, you know, the...
Surgical? Nah, the gas big, mask.
Yeah, the gas mask.
Oh, I got one at the crib. I ain't broke it out yet.
I thought about you.
Yeah.
I know you got one.
I got one with extra filters.
Just try to avoid being outside as much as possible.
Yeah, now you don't want to do it. Listen to Laura Stiles. She was laid down yesterday. She went outside and guzzled some of this good air that's floating around.
Psst, man.
While she was partying in the streets.
I was not partying. What?
She ignored all the warnings. She was like, you know what? Let's go to a bar.
I did not go to a bar.
Wait, is this all made up?
Yes, he's just making it up.
Now, I know they said don't go outside, but I got things I got to do. It's Korean barbecue's calling. These dumplings.
Go Facts. To Korean barbecue.
Let's go flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
So as Tory Lanez's sentencing date nears, prosecutors have called for him to be sentenced to 13 years in prison for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in 2020. Now, a sentencing memorandum was filed on Tuesday, June 6th, and argued that Tory's campaign of misinformation via music and social media posts re-traumatized Megan.
Up. Oh, man.
Leading up to the trial. No, listen, they brought up everything from... unprovoked attacks on August Alsina.
There you go.
To there, you know, they just went in. They were like, words have power, and the pen is oftentimes mightier than the sword. In this case, Daystar Peterson, which is Tory, used both.
Wow.
But I mean, they go on and on, and it's detailed on why. And they really went in on how, even after it happened, like, he continued to gaslight her, which was our biggest. Remember, we had that same problem with him, but they brought up the entire jail call and the apology text. Listen, it's detailed. It's a lot.
So they like put him. Now, he was, the charges were 20 something years. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
The prosecution is saying
13.
We want 13. So he's already got a little bit of, I guess.
Now,
I guess you would call that positive. 7 years. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a 7 year difference.
Yeah.
So let's hope the judge.
Well.
Even, you know, if you don't want to see him do 13 years, which.
Well, I don't know if you guys
I don't see
know.
Nobody go to jail, but man, you was out here tripping, bro.
But Tory Lanez and his team are trying to disqualify the judge, Judge Hereford. Because remember, he wanted a new trial, and
the judge was like, nah,
it is what it is. So now they're accusing him of bias for denying him a new trial.
I mean, they got to do something.
Yeah, they're going to try everything
whatever
they can.
Do. Look, let's try. Look, listen, it ain't going to hurt.
Hey, you got to try something. Look, Ja Morant running around out here talking about he had a fake pistol. Or at least that was allegedly his team was like, yo, the gun wasn't even real.
By the way,
prove it.
Try something.
prove it.
Gotta try.
You know what I'm saying?
So it says here, if Judge Hereford sides with the prosecution, Tory Lanez could potentially be sentenced to a maximum of 22 years and 8 months in prison when he learns his fate on June 13th.
June 13th, that's a couple of days, next week.
We'll see, guys. That's your Flash and Lights report.
Hey, man, this is this might be the congratulations you played yourself Hall of Fame inductee.
What, Tory generally?
Yeah, this whole thing.
I mean, it has to be.
And everybody that was misinformation campaigning on the internet on his behalf. And that whole thing. Like, it's... Yo, real life is much different than social media. I just want to tell you that. It's much different.
That's true.
On the way, congratulations, you played yourself. Ride or Die, Curved, DJ John's in the room. We sing and give away things. You got locked into Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Guys, getting tickets today can be stressful, all right? And it shouldn't be like this. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets. I'm talking about for sports, music, comedy, and any theater near you, okay? Amazing deals on last-minute tickets. Best price guaranteed. I have it. I love using the Game Time app. It's simple. I can just find the tickets I want and get a great price. And I know I'm getting a good deal. Matter of fact, I just used the Game Time app a couple of weeks ago when I was out of town and wanted to catch a baseball game. And boom, got last-minute tickets for an incredible price. Plus, they have tickets right up to the day of the event, exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, and more. And Game Time's guaranteed. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code EBRO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and use the code EBRO, EBRO, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Rosenberg knows for sure.
What?
Yo, shout out to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta starting Tuesday, June 13th on MTV.
What?
They are the sponsors for today's top 50 hip-hop songs all time. They spent some money on it, so we showing them love. But now, I didn't know Love & Hip Hop was on MTV now.
Yeah, that's why they were like... They're rebooting and remixing things, so it's MTV.
All the same company. But I asked Laura because you know she does the flashing lights, so she's in the know. If she could, you know, do some research at our research desk in our research department on why they decided to make Love and Hip Hop an MTV thing and not keep it out in VH1, because everybody just I thought it's been on VH1 the last decade or whatever, long time.
So.
But then I said Rosenberg would know because he pays attention to what's wrong with MTV. He's been doing this for a long time.
Long time.
But you mean I would be able to tell you why?
Or maybe the thought process, some insight.
No, I do not have that. I know that MTV has been in weird flux. Everyone heard the news recently that they got rid of the MTV news department.
Right.
Okay.
They finally killed that. How about it's the fact that...
Laura, are you going to let Rosenberg upstage you right here with all this research he's got?
It's okay because I don't really know much. I don't really... Yeah.
Is it like when all the high-end clubs then say, hey, you know what? We need some money. We need some black dollars. Let's let them in.
Ooh.
Is that what happened?
That is. They needed some sort of... razzle dazzle.
Right. Some news.
Bring
some
attention.
New energy.
They knew it would get coverage. Engagement.
Right. We get people over there.
Because wasn't nobody over there. What was the show that was always on over there? Teenage Mom or whatever?
Teen Mom.
What's the other one?
And Ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah. I like Ridiculousness. I like Rob Dyrdek.
No wonder they show it every half an hour all day.
Yeah, I watch that all day.
Really? You're the one?
Yo, yeah.
You can watch it all day.
Rob's my guy.
Congratulations. You played
yourself. That's your fault.
Yeah, I don't have to watch the clips on my phone. I can just watch them on TV. It's like TikTok all day on TV.
MTV Love & Hip Hop Atlanta next Tuesday, June 13th. The sponsors today when we get to the top 50 hip-hop songs all time, the greatest 50. All right? Today we're doing remixes, too. So lock in for 8 o'clock. Laura, what you got on your list today?
I don't know. I'm trying to...
I don't know.
I'm just... Okay, so...
Yourself. How about that? How about yourself?
Congratulations.
No.
Because Tuesday night when we were getting air quality warnings, Laura Stiles was running the streets.
I was out. I was out and about. I was running errands. Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then next you know, my sinuses start acting up. I start feeling sick. I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, oh, wait. Our world is crumbling.
Congratulations.
What is this?
New York City is orange. Why? Because of the horrible fires that are happening in Canada. And my chest is tight. And yeah. And I was like, at 5 a.m., I was like, yo, guys, I can't come in. I feel sick. Bye.
Congratulations. You played
yourself.
Be
careful out there, man.
No, it's real. It's real in the field. And it's real this morning. Actually, this morning is worse than yesterday morning. But they say this afternoon will be better than yesterday.
You can feel it in your throat when you're outside.
Yeah, you can taste the smoke.
Ugh.
It's nasty.
And if you're listening to us in like PA and some of the areas, other areas that tune in, they say it's extremely bad down there right now.
Yeah, man.
As this has, as this air quality through the night has, I guess, wafted, floated, shifted, moved south. That's going towards where your family's at, Rosenberg.
Yeah, my niece and nephew just wrote me. They're on the way to school. School was not canceled. But they're coming home immediately after school. They seem to be aware that it's getting bad down there. I'm looking at a video right now of a plane trying to land at DCA. Cannot see the plane in the sky.
Oh, my goodness. That's dangerous.
Yesterday afternoon, there was flight delays. There might be more this morning. I think the other part, too, I know here in the area, they weren't letting kids play outside.
Yeah.
At school. That's been like the whole week. Yeah. Kids have been locked
in. Some schools and some programs are canceled.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And if you're not paying attention, taking it serious.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura Stiles will tell you, firsthand account, I'm not taking it serious. Or just not even knowing. You didn't even know Tuesday.
No, I wasn't paying attention until I was like, oh, wait, hold up.
It all gave very big, like, early COVID vibes in that way. Like, watching people kind of figure out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it. You know, it's been like a messy couple of days, as some people know. Some people don't know. How bad is it? How dangerous? Oh, they're masked. Well, that's kind of weird.
Well, because, yeah. And, you know, in Manhattan is much different than a lot of other places that have dealt with wildfires. Because the air gets trapped in between the buildings. You know what I mean? There's not, depending on where you are in the city, it could be better or worse. Like, if you're out on Staten Island and there's a breeze coming off the ocean, or you're in the South Shore, somewhere like that, you're getting... Versus where if you're up in the Hudson Valley and the smoke is trapped up in the Hudson Valley. Yes. It's just different no matter where you
are. There's alerts right now. They're saying a lot of air travel on the East Coast will be paused due to reduced visibility. So if you're traveling, wherever you're listening to us, if you're traveling anywhere in the East Coast, please check, because a lot of flights are being canceled. Already, they're starting up to 161 cancellations.
If you're not getting this info, you're not paying attention, you're not taking it seriously, once again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, ESPN Zone Rosenberg. Something very interesting happening in the sports world I saw yesterday with Zion Williams.
It's Zion Williamson. It's not. I wouldn't go as far as calling it sports exactly, but...
Well, because, I mean, when you're covering Zion Williamson, he doesn't play basketball, so you might as well cover what's going on off the court.
What's going on off the court?
So, basically, Zion Williamson, him and his, apparently, the mother of his future child... posted about a gender reveal.
Him having
a baby. Yay, sounds great. That sounds good. All of a sudden, here comes adult film star Mariah Mills. A Twitter storm. Congrats, Zion Williamson. Happy for you. With a picture attached showing a message from Zion Williamson. Then another message from Zion Williamson with simply the caption, F you. Here we keep going. Better pray I'm not pregnant too, because I'm definitely late at Zion Williamson.
What?
Next tweet. I was with you last week in New Orleans, and you couldn't tell me you had a random thought pregnant after all I've done for you at Zion Williamson.
Yo, the wild part of a porn star calling another woman a random thought is wild to me.
And if you read through the whole thing though, according to her in this crazed, very long tweet storm, she is the girlfriend. According to her. They are like together, according to her. It goes on and on. I warned you about trapping type hoes, Zion Williamson, and you didn't listen to me. I know the game. Bleep you and congrats again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Listen, I just want to say, man, you know, you got to be more careful out here, man.
That's a fact.
Who you dealing with? Because I feel like there's a lot of information to be sharing on Twitter. If you're, if someone else is went on to have a child with someone else, and they having a baby, and you decide, you know what, I'm gonna just take all of our business to Twitter. Zion gets the congratulations. You played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself
for sure.
I motivated you to get back in shape. I let you bleep me all kinds of ways and film me on your phone at Zion God. Williamson. And you impregnate a low-budget porn star.
Yo. Wait, the porn star was calling the other woman a porn star?
That's right, a low-budget porn star.
Congratulations.
And by the way, I did the research because I'm a professional.
That's why
I'm here. I did the research. I wouldn't call Mariah Mills high-budget myself.
The other girl was involved in stuff too.
Wait, so the other girl is a porn star also?
Well, yeah, she's.
Listen, I guess here's my deal.
Oh my goodness.
Here's my deal with the whole thing.
They're all outside.
Outside. That's a strong use of the word outside.
Well, meaning that they're not.
It's inside. Clear,
no, they're not keeping this inside. She is taking this to the streets.
Well, something's going inside.
Whoa, hey, yo.
Congratulations.
It's a lot of information I didn't even know I wanted.
But really, my only focus here is now I know why this man hasn't made his way back to the basketball court.
Yep.
That's really the only part I'm interested in, because this whole time I've been wondering, like, yo, what's good, baby? What's going on? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Coming out, he was a big prospect.
Facts. Huge.
Now you wasting your energy on this?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But it's happened. Listen. It's very common. It's happened to the best of them. You know, where you get involved in things young, and you got to deal with it for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, on the upside, I will say from a physical, superficial standpoint, I like Zion's type, okay? I like his energy.
I like where he's going.
You see how these
decisions get made.
I certainly do. Congratulations, Zion.
You played yourself.
You'll be all right.
Another basketball congratulations.
Playing yourself. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I wanted Miami to win that game last night. I knew they wouldn't, but I wanted them to. I didn't want them to go home and lose one. Go, like, you know, trade off. I didn't want that for Miami because I think I am partial to Miami winning. Figured that out.
Yeah, I am. I definitely want Miami to win.
I didn't really know if I had any feelings towards it, but then I found myself last night. I don't know why, though. I have zero connection to Denver, I guess.
Well, exactly. They're an 8 seed. Miami's an 8 seed. Jimmy Butler is such a lovable player. They got these role players. I mean, the one side for Denver, I'll say, is they're a good franchise that's never been here before.
That's right.
You know,
I remember going back to Alex English.
Alex English when we were kids.
I mean, listen, man, even Chauncey Billups and when Carmelo and them was there.
What about when Dikembe was an 8 seed and they won the first round? Listen, you know, but man, they've never done this. So it's a good storyline both ways, but I'm leaning to Miami.
On the way, Cash 197 minutes commercial free, plus we got Curved. Yo, Cash, should we announce the winners right now for the top 50 for this week? Or should we wait? I just feel like right now we have time to actually play them. Once we start the Hot 97 top 50, the new submissions won't really have time to play them.
You're right.
So I figure if we announce the winners right now, and it looks like...
All right, let's do it.
Kanye West on his birthday.
What?
Today's Kanye's birthday. We got the Oye in there and Nicki Minaj, Moment for Life.
Those are the two winners.
I'm saying.
You knew it.
With the most, I think the most votes we got ever, because the Barbs is in the building always, 10,000 votes.
10,000
Almost 11,000 votes.
Wow.
The people love
so
her.
So crazy.
Damn.
39% for Nicki Minaj and 33% for this. Kanye West. It's like that
sometimes. She doing something right.
And then she got a rabid fan base. One hand in the air, if you don't really care. Middle finger in the air. It's a good record right here.
I mean, it's beyond good,
man. Life can be sometimes ridiculous. So pause, bald and bald and bald. Trump, happy birthday to the Kanye I used to know.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Home. Tyson A. Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Tell it's time.
Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive.
Yeah.
I wish that I could have this moment for life.
Amazing tune. It's a great tune.
It's Johnny listens to it all the time.
It's a great writing.
It's gonna last. It will stand the test of time.
And it still plays right now.
Fact.
It fits all the criteria.
It is in the top 59.
And yet it's still not the top 50 hip-hop songs of all time.
According to you, Rosenberg.
Yeah, that's your taste.
Yeah, no, it's just a... Sometimes taste and fact lines up just right. Sometimes. It happens.
Well, not in this case.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Definitely
speaking of extended congratulations, you played yourself. Send one out to me, man.
Congratulations. What'd you do? You played yourself.
I be arguing with Barbs. Barbs is still mad at Summer Jam out here.
What part?
Because it went from, it did the show, Summer Jam didn't sell out, to, I guess, Joe Budden yesterday was bigging up Summer Jam and showing mad love to Summer Jam on his podcast because he was backstage, was all hanging out, having a great time. And he said, I guess he was talking about someone came up to him and was like, are you one of the seat fillers? Like, somebody, I don't know where that came from.
He said it in passing. He said that when he tried to get in, they said, are you a seat filler?
Right.
And
whatever.
He was like, no. Right. But he wasn't turning it into a big thing. But he did say that.
Which is why I'm giving myself congratulations and playing myself, because in playing with Barbs, I went and trolled everybody. So they sent me the audio of Joe Budden talking about seat fillers. It was like, see, y'all didn't sell out. Y'all put seat fillers in there. And so then I took that and I sent it to TT, Brad, and P.O. and everybody in the back. I was like, yo, look what Joe Budden's saying on the internet. And they was like, why would Joe say that? Then I screenshotted text messages and put that up on Twitter, too, for the Barbs.
Yo, you are really messy. No, it's not even trolling. It's just messy at this point. It's like, I don't...
Yo, look what Joe Budden's doing.
And then Joe jumped in and was like, yo, what's happening here? I was like, just say something controversial, man. Just play along.
Keep moving.
Just say something controversial. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Call right now, man. We got something to give away. I don't see him, but he's supposed to be here. His name is DJ John.
No, he's out today.
He is?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know
probably
that.
Probably on the calendar.
Hit me another button.
Congratulations.
You told me yesterday.
You played yourself.
I never heard nothing.
Yeah, it says John out.
He said, Caswin will step in for me.
He did?
I was like, all right.
He didn't tell you that.
I didn't know that part.
We got another one.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's DJ Caswin.
Yeah, we sing it for real.
DJ Caswin.
I got a real song.
DJ Caswin.
Caswin.
DJ Caswin.
Yeah, let me see.
DJ Caswin.
You call right now. DJ you ask Caswin a question. You got to stomp Caswin.
What?
They going to stomp you out, kid.
Nah. I don't
Cass
like that.
Is pretty smart.
I might get this right. But anyway, you know what you guys will win? If you get to, stomp?
If they stomp you.
It's stomp.
Oh, stomp. If they stomp me, well, that sounds crazy. You can win tickets to see Lil Durk live for his,
For the drought tour.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For the drought.
No, don't be sorry. People here, he sent us scripts that are punctuation.
It's completely wrong. But anyway, for his Sorry for the Drought tour at the Prudential Center, August 8th. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. Made hot by Live Nation. I can see why Juanito trips up on these, man. This is ridiculous.
Well, because they wrote, win tickets to see Lil Durk live for his is Sorry for the Drought tour.
What is that?
His is. We also got Eric B. and Rakim tickets. Y'all want to do like a pick a ticket situation again?
Yeah. If you guys win, you can also pick to choose. You can pick and see Eric B. and Rakim Tuesday, June 13th at Stone Pony.
This is a good one. They get to choose? That's lit.
Yeah. Lil Durk or Eric B. and Rakim. You know what I'm saying? We got all bases covered up here. Even in the morning.
All right. Ezra is the candidate to stump cast one for tickets to either Lil Durk show or Eric B. and Rakim at the Stone Pony. Ezra, what's popping?
What's up? Good morning, Ebro, Rosenberg, Laura Styles. How we doing? Hot
92. Good morning.
We're here, baby. We're here, baby. Thanks for joining the program. So, Ezra, you got a question to stump DJ Cast One.
I hope so. I got it right here. Are you ready, Cast?
Did somebody give you this question?
All right.
Don't answer him.
Yeah, don't ask him.
What was Drake's character's name in Degrassi?
Jimmy.
Oh,
that was so easy.
God.
Is it Jimmy? Is it Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, is that the full name?
Well, you got to. That's what the song Jimmy Cooks is about.
Listen, man, you can't ask can't ask OVO Cast a Drake question. What's wrong with
and
these
I
people?
Think it was like Jimmy Brooks or something was his name on it. Which is I think the song Jimmy Cooks is like.
I just thought because I've heard Wheelchair Jimmy before. And I was
there
like,
you go, boom.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Ezra, you thought that was tough, huh?
Damn.
I don't know. I didn't want to date him too much, but, you know, I didn't know if he was
congratulations.
Like that.
You played yourself.
So, Cass, what do you want to do? You want to give Ezra the tickets anyway, or you want to move on?
Well, Ezra, which tickets would you choose?
Honestly, the Rakim tickets, man.
All right, Ezra, you're going to go see Lil Durk at the Prudential Center.
Oh, my God. That's so mean.
Wow.
Yo, hey, Durk in the building. It's a blessing either way.
There you go.
Nah. So he's a good person, so I'm going to give him his Eric B. You can get Eric B. about Kim, man. I'm just playing with you.
Yo, hang on, Ezra. Hang on, bro. Thank you, man.
That was cold.
That was great stuff.
Yo.
Oh, let that ring off, kid. On the way, flashing lights. Laura, stop.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I'll let you know what Robert De Niro and French Montana are doing together. We'll discuss it coming up. Flashing lights.
Yo, the guy was at Summer Jam, kid. I got to see him. I got to say hello.
That's the guy.
I was excited. Waking him up, breaking him up, breaking him up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Yo, you was doing the running man mad fast about this time in your life. Your kid play kickstep was on.
Shorties here. I get cocked D living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with the crew that's deceased. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace.
What was this one, joint? I was a RoboCop, right? He was RoboCop and hard.
Stay alert and sweat.
And do you know what to do?
Like Hercules.
The box so hard.
Split your right jaw, cause I don't like girl. I'm hyper night ball. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a group down, baby.
You know, we get into a lot of nutrition and health talk here behind the scenes on the program. You know, everybody doing something. I'm old, so I'm always doing something. Shani, you know, he's super healthy and natural, so he's always doing something.
Right. Oh, natural.
Eating nuts, berries.
Rosenberg is in my boat where we big body people, so we always got to be doing something.
Big body.
Cast One. He got the sinuses and the allergies and the
skinny fat guy disease.
So he always doing something.
Skinny
Laura
fat guy.
Just had a baby a couple years ago, so she on the program. So we always talking.
Juanito.
Yes.
Juanito.
We always talking about him.
Griff got a dad bod all of a sudden. So now he's going to be on something here pretty soon. As soon as his newborn gets acclimated to the planet,
he'll
get
be back
outside.
On his. Because Griff was on his.
Yes.
He'll be back.
Everybody on point.
So, you know, it's ebbs and flows. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I'm sure somebody listening somewhere in some car or some kitchen or whatever, bathroom, getting ready for work, is also trying to manage day to day, figuring out their journey to stay as healthy as possible. Mm-hmm. And everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you hear these different, you know, what is it? What was the thing you were doing for a while, Rosenberg? I don't know if you still do it, intermittent fasting, but that works for you, right?
Intermittent fasting, I generally do it just like that's just the kind of something how I generally eat. But like, that's effective. People like intermittent fasting.
And then there's the vegans of the world who, you know, want to eat, you know, and there's levels of that. There's vegan, there's raw diet. Right. That works for some people too. It doesn't really work for me because I need the protein because I still lift and I still do all these other things.
Bro,
plus
I tried that and my stomach was in shambles. I was all gassy vegan. And I was like, oh, this plant. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I tried it for like 2 weeks. It was not for me.
Well, because some of the greens and things make you super gassy.
Oh,
right?
My God. It was so bad. Not
sounds
for
fun.
Me. Not for me. And then my doctor was like, yo, not everybody is meant to be plant-based.
That's right.
Yeah. You can add plenty of greens and, you know, to your diet, but not everyone's meant to be plant-based. And
they
that's okay, too.
They have a thing called Eat for Your Blood Type.
That's a book. Yeah, yes. My mom lived by that, man. That book's been around since the 70s,
And
right?
If you're a blood type A, you're supposed to eat meat. lean meats.
Yeah.
So if you're a vegan and you're an A, there's a problem here.
It may not
conflict.
Work for you.
Yeah, it's a
may
conflict.
Not work for you. So anyway, yeah, dude, you know, don't just go for the fads. You know, get you get with your doctor, get with your people, and figure out what's best for your body. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'll tell you what's not good for anybody. The fried, the oils, the soda,
facts.
The sugars.
Right.
You know, that ain't good for anybody.
Facts.
But, you know, to what degree you can have, you know, lean meat versus how many veggies. Another thing I question, too, and you know, my lady Jazz, she's, you know, mostly vegan, but will eat some, you know, seafood here and there. Is this lab processed food? Because it's still processed food.
That's a fact. GMO.
Yeah.
Well, they're not even just genetically modified. It's processed.
No, it's straight up. It's generally created.
It's created in a lab.
It's fake food.
Now, we're talking about like the burger patties that are like vegan, the fake chicken.
The fake,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but even the fake cheeses and the fake
cheese.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like all of that. It's not real food. And
just
so to some
meat.
And I always go back to one of the kind of original tenets, which is, you know, life is about balance.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You might not want to be eating, you know, animal products every day, but at some point in the week, you probably want to, or in the month, you probably want to have a piece of meat of some kind if that's how your body is set up. So, but do your research, stay healthy, put in that work, and also get out here and start moving around. Laura, you've been working out pretty hard, though.
Yes, yes.
Like how? Like what you want?
So I spin twice a week and then I weight train twice a week.
So 4 days a week you're at
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 days a week you're just resting, chilling?
No, I make it my thing. Like through my iWatch to just close my ring. So if I'm running errands instead of, you know, hopping on an Uber, and if I can walk, I'll walk.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll just make sure I'm in the playground with my daughter running around.
Stay
you know
active
what I mean?
Yeah. on those yeah. other days. And have you lost a significant amount of weight?
I have. A nice chunk.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done yet. I'm really happy where I'm at, and I'm really proud of myself, but I'm not finished yet.
Okay. Is this like the most weight you've ever lost in your life?
Yes. And it's crazy because it was not easy.
What was the hardest part?
Just like there was times where it's like, and I'm sure everyone in Rosenberg, I think I've spoken to you about this before. Sometimes you plateau and you're like doing everything right. You're like, why am I not moving? Like, why am I here? Why, you know what I mean? So you can get frustrated. And I was trying not to get fixated on just like, I have to lose this weight. I have to lose
it's
this
more
weight.
More the look and clothes fitting. And
just
that
feeling
sort of thing,
better.
Yeah.
And you know, so I had to like really like figure out what was right for me.
The plateau is hard.
Yeah.
Plateau is hard.
Yeah. And then, you know, you want to make sure like when you're there that you don't create unhealthy eating habits too.
Meaning
like you're not eating enough because you're so focused on, you know what I mean, on trying to lose the weight. And, you know, you just have to navigate through things, and having support helps.
True.
But it's not, it's not easy.
And
but
also, Laura, did you have to also accept the fact in losing weight that sometimes you're just kind of hungry?
Yes.
That's the hard part. Like I always talk to my girl about this. We're always like, you know, trying to get in wedding shape, et cetera. I'm like, babe, sometimes you're just going to be hungry.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Just what it feels like.
Right.
Well, and I've tried to condition myself to have the things that I go to that are still healthy. And I get to try to get to them before I'd make a mistake.
My biggest problem is that I wait too long to eat.
Yeah,
and then you're really hungry.
Yeah,
you're just like, you know.
You gotta then overeat. Yeah.
You gotta eat before you're hungry.
Yeah.
Eat before you're hungry. Drink before you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Facts. Yo, it is time for Flashing Lights. Thanks for sharing, Laura Styles.
Yes, let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing light. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Robert De Niro is set to present French Montana's documentary. So this is really, listen, this doc, I don't know if you guys seen the trailer, but it looks so good. It's French Montana's, you know, upcoming documentary about his experiences as an immigrant. You know, just coming from Morocco to New York, but it's called For Khadija, which is dedicated to his mother. But if you go on his Instagram, you can see a clip, or you can look it up on the internet, but it's really, really dope. And it's supposed to premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival on June 16th.
And Tribeca's next week, right off.
Very exciting, man.
So is De Niro going to actually be there at the screening?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's super dope.
Yep.
Yo, and I've heard people that first of all, the trailer was fire. And you know, obviously trailers can be misleading because they're edited, but people who have seen the French Montana documentary say it is incredible.
Wow.
Because
he has to have so much footage from back in the day when he had nothing but cameras all the time during the DVD days.
Well, you have that part, but then also I think the way it was explained to me was, you know how we really love Dear Mama, the Tupac doc? A lot of it was about his relationship with his mom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Same here with this French Montana thing. This is about the journey of his mom and his family. It is about him, but mm-hmm. it's more specifically about what his mom did and sacrificed so that he could become the person he is right now.
So you get a better understanding of who he is.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And I also think that's just always good to acknowledge people who made sacrifices. You know what I mean? I think that touches something deep within all of us, because whether you recognize it consciously or not, you know, what your parents gave up or weren't able to do themselves, or, you know, jobs they had to take or places they had to move or whatever, just so you could get an opportunity. Is a huge part of everyone's story.
You hear the stories of people who were like lawyers or doctors or, you know, like professors, and they moved to the country and they had to wash dishes because language barriers. And right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this one. That's your Flush and Light report. The time is 8:02, a high of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended because of air quality.
Because it's smoky outside.
What?
Are you guys down the rabbit hole yet of all the conspiracy theorists saying that all these fires have been lit on purpose?
That's right.
I've seen the TikToks floating around.
There we go. Like, wildfires don't happen every year.
This is different.
Why?
Well, wait. Are people saying that, like, they don't believe in the environmental stuff? So it's,
I don't know. Was just like they're lighting fires. Now, I know, because I've been paying attention to wildfires for a long time, that sometimes they start fires on purpose so that they don't burn later. Mm-hmm. Because if you start a controlled fire,
right,
then you're not going to have a wildfire, because right. a wildfire means you're not prepared. A controlled fire means you burn something that may get burned so that it don't burn without you being able to supervise it. Right. You understand what I'm saying? So the footage that you're seeing of them starting
fires
is because that's what people do in right. forestry to make sure that they can stay in control of it.
Right. And the conception is wildfires just happen on their own.
They do.
So when we see the footage, see, we knew it. They're trying to contaminate us. They're trying to poison us. And we don't really know what's in this smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it orange?
Exactly.
But Ebro, isn't the irony, though, that like the conspiracy really is obvious. The conspiracy is the environment's getting worse and worse, and these people are pretending like it's not and watching our planet die.
Exactly.
The conspiracy's happening.
No,
that
but,
is
but
it.
People blow right past that into something else.
That's the whole thing. That's why the forest fires keep going up every year, and everyone's like, oh, there's an article right now in the New York Post. It's not the environment. Okay. All
right,
man.
Right.
Well, you go ahead and breathe that smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97. I
need a ride or die. Hey, Candace, you ready to play Ride or Die?
I'm ready.
All right, so the scenario they put down in front of me is, you're mad at your man Jermaine. He says he goes to work every day in Midtown, but you found out that he quit his job a month ago and stays at the crib in Queens.
Yep.
Ooh, what a liar. That's a liar.
So now we about to act like you're in Midtown, you don't have enough money for a cab, and since you're right by his job, allegedly, he needs to rush down and give you some money.
Yep.
Oh, she's ready to go. All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
You ready? You have 30 seconds, okay? 30
all right,
seconds.
Candace.
Go.
No.
Hey, babe, look, I'm right by your job. I really, really need your help. Look, the cab driver is yelling at me because I ran out of money. The meter's still going.
Man, you need to pay for this.
I really, really need you to come downstairs and just spot me a 20 right quick. Like, I left my wallet at home. All I have
ma'am,
is $20.
Ma'am, $42.75 is your
down.
Total.
You hear, oh, my God, would you please step up? Can you please just come down?
Ma'am, hello? I'm with the customers, ma'am. We have to move.
Hello, babe. Can you hear us? Come on now. Hello?
$42.75.
No, babe, come on now. How are you going to do me like that? Like, all I need is $20. Just run downstairs right quick. I'm right on the corner of 47th and 9th. Right here. Come on now.
Miss, we have to go. $42.75, please. Hurry up.
You don't got your card on you or nothing like that?
No, babe. You know what? Are you at work right now?
No, Candace, Jermaine. Candace was trying to see if you was ride or die. You out of time.
And you died. You failed.
Jermaine, you're a failure, son.
Boo.
I know you quit your job, and I know that you're not working no more, and that's what I was trying to get around to.
What are you talking about? Who are you? What? I get up every day to go to work. What are you talking about?
You get up every day to go to Queens, to hang out in your bed and play video games. You've been playing me for the past month. Derek told me that you quit your job.
Eek.
Me and Derek do not even talk like that no more.
Hold on. So you didn't quit your job?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Can I see your last pay stub?
I'm working right now.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Just let me see your last pay stub.
You're my accountant now? I'm trying to do my taxes.
Do you still work or not?
Hey, man, listen, dog. Hey, man, I work, but I ain't.
Hey, man. That's how you know his ass is lying.
Oh, God.
Yo, you got caught, God. Man. You got caught. Give it up.
I work, but I don't do the same joint that she did.
She's lying. You need to take your lying trifling ass somewhere and go ahead. Like, I can't even believe you.
All right, babe.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
It's time, baby. It's time,
yo, this is hip hop, baby.
Yeah.
Hot 97 presents Ebro in the Morning's top 50 songs in hip hop history.
Don't call me baby, baby.
Baby,
baby. Ladies and gentlemen, we have embarked on a journey that has been fun, questionable at times, but nonetheless entertaining. It is the greatest 50 hip hop songs of all time. How many total songs, Laura Styles, do you think we have in now? We've done two a week for how many weeks?
I don't know. What's our playlist looking like?
It's pretty
probably
solid.
Probably up to like
25?
30 songs.
30?
25, 30. Yeah.
I got to tell y'all, man, most of it is I would say 99% of it is great. Nas, If I Ruled the World, Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full, Juicy, Notorious B.I.G., Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge, Kanye West, Through the Wire, Happy Birthday to the Kanye You Used to Know. Grandmaster Flash, The Message, Nas, New York State of Mind, J. Cole, No Role Models, Loonies, I Got Five on It, Most Def, Miss Fat Booty, Wu-Tang Clan, Cream, The Far Side, Running, Tribe Called Quest, Bonita Applebaum, Royce the 5'9", Boom, Kanye West, So Appalled, Triumph, Wu-Tang Clan, Children's Story, Slick Rick, Notorious B.I.G., One More Chance, Lil' Kim, Big Mama Thang, 50 Cent in the Club, Lottie Dottie, Shook Ones, Dreams and Nightmares, Method Man from Wu-Tang Clan, Rough Riders Anthem, Raekwon Ice Cream, another Kanye West Jesus Walks, N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton, Eminem Lose Yourself, Nicki Minaj Moment for Life.
That's a strong list.
And covering many eras.
Yeah. I'm a little regretful of our weed day.
What, with I Got Five on It?
And Method Man. Like, they're both good. I don't know if they get in without that weed day.
Yeah, no, it was a layup for them, right?
But I still think, even for that weed day, I think Styles P should have got that.
Yeah, no, Styles P would have been probably one, right. I think that's a good call, Laura. Like, I love Method Man, but we have, like, what, 4 Wu-Tang songs? I don't know if Method Man would have been one of the ones I put in.
It's a big one,
As much as I love it.
But it's a big one.
Oh, it's a biggie.
Big one. All right, today we have an amazing sponsor pulled up, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, which premieres next Tuesday. June 13th on MTV.
Ooh, okay. New Love and Hip Hop on MTV.
We love hip hop.
And salute to, look, say what you want about Love and Hip Hop. They felt this segment was important enough for them to tie a sponsorship around it and spend some cash.
That's right.
Spend some cream. You know what I mean? So big up to them.
And this is week 16, so we do have 30 in so far, including last week's winners, So Appalled and Moment for Life.
This is remix week.
Uh-oh.
And who pulled the number one slot?
I did.
Shawnee Culture on the remix week. All remixes today.
Shawnee, your kids picked these ones, or these are you?
Stop tapping, bro. Last week was a more modern era, so I wanted to get them involved because they're hip-hop lovers.
You know we don't listen to the kids on this show, bro.
But I couldn't argue.
This show is 30-plus.
If they would have came with straight trash, I would have deaded them. But I couldn't.
No, they did good.
But I couldn't argue with Kendrick and Nicki.
You want to know the real story, Rosenberg? The real story is Shawnee is so proud that his son, Ja Ja, loves 90s hip-hop.
Man,
that's his real, like, one of his proudest happenings right now.
Yo, he's so into it that I knew he would have a good opinion. So I said, I want to hear what you would choose. And when he said, Kendrick, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, I was like, green light. Go ahead, Ja Ja. We going in, bro. I respected it.
It's a good pick.
Yes.
All right, what you got right. this week, Shiny Culture?
So this week, remix. This is a remix that definitely made you forget the original. Let's just go.
Facts.
Oh, man. You know
super facts. Yeah. Super duper.
And the original is fire, by the way.
That's a fact.
It's a great pick.
Punisher.
Come on, play us. Crush a lot.
BX, what up?
All the boxes.
Yeah.
Still. And still ringing off fire.
And been submitted more than once because it is a classic.
Yeah, it's fact.
You know, we're trying to get it in.
It actually made you forget two songs. It made you forget Joe, I Don't Want to Be a Player, and the remix for I'm Not a Player, which has that OJ's Darling, Darling Baby sample, which is classic also, good call.
Bars all the way through, just good vibes, good energy. It plays every
good
summer.
Good pick.
It's a good joint. So good now pick. My second joint, listen, big up all my people from the Caribbean. When this remix happened, it was like an explosion, and it still rings off.
Facts. Love this right here.
Happy birthday.
I love.
To the people that y'all done already. Big up Sizzla Kalungi. And this original tune was crazy. But you know when this remix hit the world, you don't know.
The original had a remix too.
The original.
So there's the Bone Crusher version, then there's the Bone Crusher Jadakiss Cam'ron version, and then there's the SZA Kalungi version.
Right. And this is a remix of the SZA Kalungi. It's
version.
Like three remixes in one.
Yeah, this is complicated.
Yo, Cash, check your text. Who all pulled right. the number two slot?
I did.
All right, Laura Stiles.
Tis I. Well, of course, guys, I've said it numerous times on our show, and it's a must. Mm. Of course I went here. Godson, Nas,
Luda,
thinks about it
and
all
Jada.
The time.
I think about
every
it all the
day.
Time. This is my remix.
Yo, listen.
Let's go.
I need it from the top.
If you listen to this show enough in this remix section, you're going to know who's going to pick what.
You know
what Rosenberg's going to pick.
Son, what up? D-Block, what up? Bravehawks, what up? Yo, ain't nothing but trouble guard. When I kick in the door with D-Block, Bravehearts, and the double law, don't make me let the machine off. This is methadone music that you can lean off. Made you look, the remix with me up on it. I copped you, now I break weed up on it. And everything is real, I see. Like my digging that been home, but they only got a jail ID. I helped the game, it ain't helped me. I'm top five, dead or alive, and that's just off one LP. And I still buzz, they feel cause they know the flow's ill, just like Will was. I'm just trying to make sure that my son's wealthy. Out of shape, but I make sure that my son's unhealthy. I'm an ape, you can't stand kiss. Coming through the hood in the Aston Vanquish. The color dandruff. Said we jumped them, I just let the gun snuff them. Copy the turbo soon as they uncuff them. This goes out to all of your mans. Why put you in a verse when I can put you in a car in a van? D-Block.
They shoot. Ah. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shoot. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
I'm from the school of hard knocks, sneak peeks, and low blows. Where X's mark spots and kitchens mark O's. Where love's gon' get ya and hate is gon' snitch ya. And finger squeeze triggers like boa constrictors. Mr. Luda,
Jada, and Nas.
And our bullets give you a deep tissue massage. So hear the song and dance while I make these ends. You never stood half a chance like Chinese twins.
Come on.
They shoot. Look in the barrel. Yo. Then he made the front page of the Miami Herald. A shot Tribune. Nozzles with solid doom. We in that A-Town Journal as violent goons. You should print my information. Quote my rhyme and keep me in between these New York and L.A. Times. I'm just a victim of society. It's Chris the Menace with most out on the streets than evicted tenants.
They shoot. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up.
Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shoot, shoot, shoot. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money. Sorry that I made you wait long. Glad the fixed on. We shoot, shoot. Squeezing them triggers with Luda beside me. Me and Kiss get loonies of weed. Sit the style speed. Tell him hold his head. Godson got him. We made y'all look.
Wow, played the whole thing for him.
There's no way out.
Yo,
get
and
out.
That also had the Hot 97 K Slay music right. video from Webster Hall. That was a moment. That
so
was a
big fire. Moment.
Couldn't get out of that, man. I tried.
All right.
Second chorus would have worked fine. Go ahead.
No, that Nas verse. Actually, what people really dump on that Nas verse, but it gets better every time I hear it.
He's not in the pocket.
But the pocket makes sense for now, for the time of now. You know how the pocket. Well, whatever. We could get into rap talk all day, but anyway.
Go ahead, Laura. What you got, kid?
My number two is essential. It's something we all love.
Essential.
Okay? It's essential. I feel like this needs to be in here. So big ups to Method Man and Mary.
I tried to get this one.
Yeah,
everybody tried.
A lot of people don't even know this a remix.
Shorty, your man for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be.
Yo, how many different people have recreated that video?
You must spend my time. I'll dedicate my life. I'll sacrifice to you. Dedicate my life.
I gotta love Jones for
your body in his
skin tone.
Minutes alone, I'm already on the
wrong.
Fire.
Woo.
Crazy.
So
plus, I
good.
Like
the fact you got a
mind of your. Won a Grammy. Amazing.
Never Scared. That SZA Kalungi that you picked, is that available on streaming services so I could put it in the.
It might not be.
I don't think that was that never actually came out as an official.
No.
I don't think so.
It was a mashup.
Wow. Yeah. But it's all good. I put the remix with Cam and him on our submissions to the top 50 hip hop songs all time playlist that's available on Apple Music on my profile. You could just look if you follow me on there, or I could tweet it for you. You can have it. But anyway, who's three? Me.
You.
Okay.
I felt like this first one repping Queens.
Okay.
This was a moment, caused a lot of controversy in the city, mm-hmm. but it was a huge remix. It stood the test of time. And I feel like it's one of the mandatories.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that this was a remix.
No. That's facts.
Who are these people? What are they even doing?
Too many good ones in this.
So big.
Had to. This one had to be submitted.
Yo. Blowing with rusty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer.
It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. What? Yeah, wish I lived a life I live. Yo, Prodigy, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real to make you feel.
Yo, without that remix, we wouldn't have the Little Kim dance.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
This has
That's
to fact. Happen. This has to happen.
Does that Lil' Kim dance have a name? Is it The Matrix or something? Or?
I don't know.
It feels like it, right? The Matrix or something. But listen, her dance needs to be in the top 50. So this
That's not how it works. You can't put a dance in the top 50.
We can have a top 50. You guys want to make a top 50 hip hop dances?
Top 50 dances?
Kid and Play.
Cabbage Patch, Kickstep. RoboCop. I mean,
can you imagine where we'd be when we get to the 30s and 40s?
Where would that Kim be without this song?
God. Yo, listen. Now, my second pick, Rosenberg hates this record.
Oh, boy.
I've always liked it. Missy and Nas. Who else is on this?
Oh, God.
Eve and
Q-Tip. Q-Tip.
Yeah, the Hot Boys
Hot
remix.
Boys remix.
This is for my ghetto motherfuckers.
It's a crazy beat, though.
What do you hate about it?
Escobar,
the lyrics.
I'm switching gears, headlights, shine so bright. Streets like this, them fiends want that D boy. Feds sending decoys, pack that heat boy. Push you where you rest in peace, boy. Get your mama's house shot up, bodies all chopped up. When them bodies pop up, I ain't getting locked up. My Bentley cruised the block with the sunroof top. Hood rats jumping on my jock, cause I blew up the spot. Crushing your bins, crushing your navigator system. My QB piece, make y'all tuck it in. It's nice and your area, Queens about to tear it up. Braveheart, y'all scared of us.
Prince in the Rose Rolls, playing hardball with the platinum bees. Only take them thugged out, slightly bugged out, with his tongue out. Know the job ain't getting done till the body's getting drug out. Hot boy, keep me right. Play your part and I keep it tight. Well, she gonna be in the middle of the night, but up in the sheets with me.
Those are my two. I was third. Who's four?
All right.
That would be me.
Okay.
I'm going to go a little bit of a different direction from the Hot Boys remix with my first selection, and it is one that I brought to the table a couple of weeks ago, and I won't give it a lot of rambling. I'll just say Public Enemy needs to be on this list. Pete Rock needs to be on this list. This song needs to be on this list.
Hold it now. Woo! We knew this was happening.
Shut them down.
Rosenberg, what you got at number two, man?
I like Nike, but wait a minute. Okay, number two is the one I think all of us will collectively at the same time go, oh, yeah. I mean, how could we not? You know, we had to go back to Brooklyn. We had to go back to Bucktown. We had to go back to Black Moon. I got you open.
All-time favorite.
Another one that made people go, it was an original to this?
Right, yes, it was.
And it's totally different, by the way. It's one of the things that makes this so dope. They're both dope, but this is so different.
I woke up in the morning, hopped in the train, I saw
what up, Drew Hop? What up, Buck?
Drew Hop, what up?
5 foot Evil D. I take a make a hit from the Chucky Ducky. Lollipop, move the hop so I can put the hip in the grip. Everybody slips so I can take a trip to the dip. Dig a deeper hole, microphone control with soul. Look at my hot eyes and tell me how could you be cold. I'm coming to you for bust it. Pay attention to the third verse and I'ma take you to another level first. Yeah,
don't front.
You know I got your openness. The original has me and the original crooks.
Don't front,
man. You know I got you open.
You know, don't front.
Every single they brought it with the remix, with the B-side, with this, right. they brought it.
Man. Who's bringing up the fifth slot?
That would be me, Cast One.
We're doing the top 50 hip-hop records all time, Cast. Our submissions this week. Some good ones so far, too. Yeah. Cast One, what you got?
I'm going to go with one of the hottest beats at the time. And they said, hey, let's not make this difficult or complicated. Let's just get the hottest MCs and put them on this hot beat.
And while
we're at it, let's bring back some other people and give them a resurgence in the name of Busta Rhymes and LL Cool J.
Mm. Bad Boys Come Out and Play?
Bad Boys Come Out and Play. Craig Mack.
I tried to go for this one. This is a moment. Big moment.
Big moment. I know he had to do a remix, right?
Niggas is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way.
Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes.
Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the gooch disappear, vamoose.
You whack to me.
Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot. The flame's about to drop.
Here comes the brand new baby.
Yeah.
Time for new baby.
We going Blotitious?
We going right to it.
Blotitious.
Blotitious. What?
Blotitious.
Skeevy.
Delicious.
Give me coops.
Someone explain still.
We don't know.
How the good.
But is he good?
I guess like jeans. Flavor like praline. Sick daddy.
First time he showed his ball head.
When he does it. It gets buzzed. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear.
Remember, we had to really...
It's really all for you.
That brought LL back right there.
It did.
And Busta, too.
We got to ask. We got to get LL up here sometime, and we got to ask him what the hell he was talking about on that
Blotitious.
Song.
Blotitious?
What is Blotitious? Skeevy.
Delicious.
Delicious.
It's something sexual. Guaranteed.
Has to be, right? It's
over the top.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm going to stay with the crew cuts, man. I mean, there's nothing much to say here.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I tried for this one.
Nothing much to say.
Yes.
This here feels like a whole entire world collapse. Motherfucker.
MLP, Annie Up, Busta Rhymes,
Tattoo,
Remy Ma, Teflon,
Busta Rhymes now.
MLP now. Uh-huh.
What you want?
What you want? What you want? What you want? What you want? What you want? What you want? What you want? What you want?
You still memorized it. Remy with them goddamn diamonds.
Hey. So, let me ask you something. Nobody thought about special delivery.
There were so many. There was that. Pastor Cavassier, Welcome to Atlanta. There's a lot of them, man. This was tough.
Yeah, I thought about
I was going to do the Welcome to Atlanta thing because I knew we was going to be heavy East Coast bias on this one.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's hard to choose.
Yo, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, we can only choose
it's
two.
It's a lot.
Anybody want to drop one of their submissions this week and redo?
No.
Shana, you want to stick with the sizzle?
I like the sizzle. You said you can't sizzle. Find it. You said
no. It's not. I don't mean nothing. It's not on streaming services. It's not an official record. It's not an official song.
And it's weird because is it quite a hip hop record either? It's really a remix of a dancehall record, if we're being honest.
And dancehall is hip hop. It's a relative.
It is, but it's not.
Let me hear that special delivery real quick.
That special delivery.
Let me hear what it sounds like. I mean, big up to Sizzla, Kalungi, you done already.
Now, listen.
I had to try for my Caribbean people. I knew it was a reach, but you know what I mean?
We might have to do a second version of remixes because there's too many.
If you hear the special delivery, you're going to change it. You're going to change it, man.
Go run the special delivery.
I forget who's on it.
Ghostface.
Oh, don't tell him. Don't even tell him. Just let it go.
The whole industry.
Because my backup was white phone that it was taken.
Y'all were kidding me. Ghost in the house. And yo, P.
The whole industry.
Turn up, mic up. Turn up, mic up. Come on. Staten Island here. Come on. Yo. Come on. What a monster cut truck battle. Champagne spilling while we hitting every pump in my
canal. Bicycle bell.
Rhinestones in my Flintstone. Look crazy in my sweater, Paul. It's not a big fairy tale. That's my M.O. With no problem, iceberg rabbits in the fox.
Ghostface first,
so got two more, brought four for RZA. Bad boy, thank you for the special delivery. Hey. Catch me by the pool in my Tony Stark slippery.
Still that big girl right here.
May 30 over Dust Dime, I was killing them. Dip Castle 116, I was filling them. Dim days kept a crisp dollar bill on them. I lived it out.
Yeah. Special delivery.
I spit it out.
Special delivery.
I sniff it out.
Special delivery.
Yo, big up Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, man.
Special delivery.
Sponsoring the remix week of the top 50 greatest hip hop songs all time.
Special delivery. We won't stop. Special delivery. Yeah, G Dallas.
Hey yo, sign, seal, delivered in just a nick of time. Real, I'ma give it to all my designers. Rhyme in the ghetto was formed. Show power, the child of the ghetto was born. Feet first, preach cause the speech I kick in each verse. Prove that the spitting out is dirt. That question you, and you're like a hustler on the first. You need work.
Come on,
stand by the grand high exalted. At your door with a porch of the road. Picture that while I spit anthrax on your CD tape, man, whack, stand back. You don't really want to jump the gun in the hairless flow with the puncture lung and stand there and bump the gums. If you want the problems, we can hurry up and come bury ya. I'ma play the carrier.
Special delivery.
Want that.
Yeah, come on. Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery. Ha, 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 ha. Special delivery. Come on.
Wait,
special delivery.
Shiny stick with Sizzler?
I don't...
Now, Rosenberg, should I replace Hot Boy's remix?
Yes. Yes. Look, do the right thing for the culture.
Look what I'm
doing, I'll shake your cradle and rock your boat.
Keith Murray.
Paul Murray kills it, too.
Turn that up, Murray going crazy.
Phraseologist, natural philosopher, wordsmith, authentical metaphorical lyricist, sharp descriptive writer, killer biter, panty raider, party exciter. You're worried with the deal. Yeah, I'm gutter with a utter, got you timid, hesitating like a stutter. Oxymoron, don't be dumb. My school is like the United College Fund. I see you plotting, scheming, trying to snake, and when you do, I'ma give it to you. Special delivery.
Special delivery. Yo, people on the chat, you know, you could listen to us and watch us on the Hot 97 app every day.
What
they
saying,
but they're cooking Rosenberg because they're saying that Tribe is supposed to be his favorite group. Like, no scenario remix.
Yo, everybody debated
about scenario
that.
Remix
that one
too.
Came up a lot in the chat.
Yeah,
nobody went with it.
It was my first. I asked Cast about it first, And then I ended up going to Black Moon because Tribe's already in, ultimately. At the end of the day, I love it. It's one of my favorite remixes, but Tribe got in a couple weeks ago. I really think Boot Camp should get someone in, and that I Got You Open to me is fire.
Super fire. An amazing remix, too. So you're sticking with Sizzla? Yeah.
Do what you feel is right, Shawnee.
Lights, camera, action remix?
No, okay.
Oh, my God.
It's a great one. But I just can't do it because it goes remix.
This is the remix.
I'm so confused.
When I come through the door, I'm on the floor. You want to see my shake, yeah. Remix.
Speaking of Missy, because I went with Hot Boys because I wanted Missy
damn,
in there. This is one, and then also the One yes. Minute Man remix with Hov.
That would have been. Yeah. That would have been.
I thought,
when he disses Destiny's Child on the record.
Facts.
Speaking of Hov,
forgot about that.
I thought of Young Jeezy, Put On.
Oh, Put On.
Oh, I thought about that.
I thought of Diamonds, Kanye, Diamonds. With remix with Hov.
Rick Ross hustling with Ross. It's
hustling with Hov.
I was going to go with that ASAP Ferg Shabba remix, too, with Shabba on it.
We could be here all day with the remixes, man.
You missed wait, that, Shania. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
India.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, let's get to the gurus now.
Damn.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is moving to MTV starting Tuesday, June 13th at 8, 7 Central. And this season, the ladies are creating a lane of their own. Jessica White, Amy Luciani, and Erica Banks are chasing after their music careers. Spice is making a comeback after her near-death experience. And Bambi is starting a new life without Scrappy. Get ready, because everyone's moving different in the A. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, now on MTV, starting June 13th at 8, 7 Central, part of the Tuesday Takeover.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not
all right,
a guru.
All right, all right, all right. The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com, where the gurus unite to fight for what's right.
That's right, that's right.
Shawnee like Coltrane, burn the sage.
Zen.
We need to cleanse the energy and cleanse his air.
Well, that's what, yes. See, that's what they, I overheard that the other day. Somebody was like, yo, Mother Nature out here burning mad sage.
Oh, man.
That's a fact, what you just said.
Rosenberg, who needs our help out here?
So many, many people. Although we frankly could use some more emails. TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. Send your email right now. You may end up on the show tomorrow.
That's right.
Dear gurus, 33-year-old dude here in my current relationship with my girlfriend for 7 months. We met at a wedding of a mutual friend, and her entire family was there. So I met them all the same night I met her. Our relationship is wonderful. Here's the issue. A few weekends back, we were having a drink at her folks' place. Her and her mother were having a joking argument, which turned serious. And her mom grabbed her by the throat and pinned her to the wall.
Yo.
I didn't know what to do, so I tried to calm down the situation. Eventually, they chilled out, and we left. It made me so uncomfortable. And I've never seen anything like that before in my life. I asked her about it, but she laughed it off and said it wasn't a big deal. We're due to go there next weekend for drinks again, but I'm a bit unsure. How do I approach this subject with my girl? Is it my place to talk to her mother and tell her it made me uncomfortable? Thanks.
I mean,
oh boy.
It's not your place to go to mom's and be like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't feeling that. But you tell your girl, that was a little wild.
A little.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean a little wild. No, let me say this. I mean, it's not your place to go to her mom and go, hey, so you're obviously a trash mother.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that, even though that is what we just learned. And that's the hard part.
True.
Is that now you're starting this new relationship with someone who is not only from a toxic environment, which you can't blame anyone for, and obviously plenty of people have been through that situation, but she currently thinks it's normal.
Yeah.
That's the worry. She didn't think it was that big a deal.
Well, I think you got to go a step further there, Rosenberg. I think the question isn't whether she feels like that's normal, because that might be normal in that house for her.
Right.
The real question is, does she agree with that mode of interaction with in the house. Because mm-hmm. there's plenty of people who grew up in toxic households,
right.
myself included, that would never allow or allow myself or allow that kind of behavior to happen amongst the family, siblings, my mm-hmm. children, like none of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like my lady and I, we would never engage in that.
True.
And if I was ever even in an environment like that, I'm removing myself mm-hmm. from that environment.
So isn't that, that's the thing though. So in your made up situation, if it were to happen to you. No, I mean, I'm making up a situation based on your situation.
Yes.
Same thing happens, replace you with his girl. Something crazy happened with your
me
with
and my
your father.
Dad. Yeah.
Right. There's no chance that you just act like it's normal and laugh it off when you get in the car. You get in the car and going.
I would be like, nah, my dad be tripping. He's tripping. And there's no fixing it. He's
right.
Out.
That's I'm sorry you saw that.
Sorry you saw that.
Right.
Bros off the rails yeah. often.
And I've been dealing with it my whole life.
And I've been dealing with it my whole life. But I'm not going to have this in my household. And I'm never going, never going
to. Those are important words that need to be said, though.
But that's what I'm saying. That's really
and
the
she
convo.
She never said it.
Well, no. I don't know if we don't know if he actually asked her. Like, she might be playing it off like it's normal because she's embarrassed. You're not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if you have a parent that wows out, and there's people listening right now that have been embarrassed by their parent or a loved one multiple times, and in the moment you're kind of like, ah. Let's just move on from that. Because you know you're not going to fix it in a moment, and you've dealt with it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
The real conversation, if you're going into a relationship with a person like that, is are they going to some sort of therapy, and are they taking the steps to make sure that they don't continue that behavior?
Real quick, though, his quote was, I asked her about it, but she laughed it off and said it wasn't a big deal.
Mm. That might have been that event, though.
So he needs to follow that up. You're saying have a follow-up conversation and say, I can't stop thinking about this.
No. You may not think it's a big deal because you've lived this. I think it's a huge deal. If we get deep into our relationship and we're together for a long time, how are we going to make sure that we don't bring that type of behavior into our house?
Yeah.
And are you willing to do that work?
That's clean.
Because she's like, nah, you know, and just continues to brush it off.
Now we got problems.
In the moment, most people are going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
They're going to try to move on because they can't control their parent.
Facts.
But are you going to do the work to make sure that this isn't also a cycle that continues in your own home?
Yeah. And if you see any type of future with her, these type of conversations are extremely important. I wouldn't hesitate.
At all.
Yeah.
You have to have this conversation with her. You have to be honest.
7 months in, you don't want this to get too far because these conversations will become more difficult and she'll feel like you've already seen this before. Why are you acting brand new?
And let me take it to a trickier space. The trickier space is you're in love with this woman and you got to also let her know that if we get deeper in this relationship, I can't allow this to continue to happen to you.
Facts.
Like, I'm not just going to stand by and let your mother physically abuse you in front of me and, like, act like it's normal. Like, I'm not. So you got to know that at some point I'm going to be stepping in.
Yeah.
And especially if I'm present.
And he did that in that moment. He was the one who had to separate them.
Right.
So you're already taking the responsibility as the adult here amongst the whole family to stop somebody from putting their arms around somebody's neck. Yeah, it's toxic.
Yeah, super. But have the conversation. Be very honest about how you feel and have a plan on how you guys are going to protect your relationship because you need to have this type of a dialogue for the future.
And then when kids come, you got to have that combo like, listen, I don't know if I'm going to have my kids around this person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
She
and then hopefully,
and then hopefully
she can have that conversation with her mom, or maybe eventually it will lead to you guys having a conversation as a group because it will get to the point where he don't want to be around them and bring the kids there. So,
or avoid all of this
and burn it down. Get out early, baby.
Burn this thing down.
You do have a choice.
Right. That is a choice.
It's worth the conversation because if it's an isolated incident,
hopefully you'll have the convo, right?
So
say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
We could do it right here.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Tupac was officially honored with his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Tupac's sister, Sequoia Shakur, held back tears as she addressed like the crowd. It was really sweet. I saw like a little clip of it. She was just speaking on her brother's accomplishments and the legacy. YG was there. Mike Epps, Naughty by Nature. I think it was only Tretch that was there. And Big Boi from the West Coast. He was the MC of the afternoon, but they completely shut down Hollywood Boulevard. There was tons of fans. So dope.
Very dope. I mean, and about time, too. I mean, because when you think about, Pac's movie accomplishments are pretty outstanding in that short window of time.
It wasn't a lot, but they were really good.
Like, he went pretty far with the movies and the music exceptionally fast.
I always maintain that if Tupac had stuck around longer, he would have been more of an actor and sort of thought leader even than he was rapper.
Right.
As the years went on, that was the path I think he was on.
Well, and I think hip hop. I think actor was really kind of feeling like his first love when you look at the story arc, right?
True.
And hip hop was kind of like he knew he had purpose and wanted to captivate an audience and
had came some, out of and, his love and of had, poetry.
Right,
and
he had a purpose, right, based on his mother and the people he was raised around.
Right.
And he had a commitment to you know, speaking to black men, black families, and black communities and women specifically. But, yeah, the acting thing, he took it far, man. And much respect to everybody who got that star on the Walk of Fame done, too.
Yeah, that's dope to hear, man.
That's your flashing lights report. High of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking is suspended.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!